El Nino and La Nina. These are climate terms that most Americans now know what you're talking about. We get regular updates from the Climate Prediction Center. Right now it's La Nina. Simply stated, that's dry weather for the southeast and southwestern regions of America, but it's just the opposite for the South Pacific. For instance, Australia has had its third wettest year on record in 2010, while the southeast U.S. had a near drought year. Well, here's how CPC sees it right now. La Nina will likely last into late spring. That translates into drought or very dry weather in South America and another dry year for the southeastern United States. Could lead to a year of destructive hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, too. La Nina should be gone by summer. All right, will that be followed by El Nino? Well, Climate Prediction Center hasn't said yet. That's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.